We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, Amalei Rav Shem Barabba Le'Rav Yochanan. We had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says that Atachon and Tanu is its own individual bracha. Tanakama had said that Atachon and Tanu is part of the fourth blessing. Rav Shem and Barabba said to Rav Yochanan, let's analyze this. The men of the great assembly, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael Bachot V'Tfilot Kedushot V'Avdalot. They instituted for Israel the blessings, the prayers, Kedushot, and Havdalot, the different Kiddush and Havdalah. Nechazei, let us analyze Heichan Tikkun. Where did they institute this fourth blessing? So, in order to better understand this, we have to turn back to Chaf Beis Amud Beis and see Tosfos there. Because why doesn't the Gemara just ask that everywhere? Says Tosfos, V'nechsi Ezra Heichan Tikkun. The Gemara asks about the immersion of Bali Keri that there's a machlokas, exactly upon whom is it incumbent to go to mikvah. So the Gemara asks, why don't we just see where Ezra made this institution? Says Tosfos, Be'arbem komotka be'shal takanot lo parich Gemara hachi. You have many other places where the Gemara discusses rabbinic institutions, and the Gemara doesn't ask, well, why don't we just see where they institutionalized it? Why doesn't the Gemara always just say that?
What does that mean? Why don't we just see where they
did? You're saying, let's verify what was the original institution. Well, if you can verify, then what's this whole discussion all about? Then why don't you just say that every time you have a discussion? Let's verify what was the original institution. Elashani hacha de'davar ha'agil b'chol yomu al kenanu z'churim. Tosa says, ordinarily, you don't know. Over here, being that it's relevant every single day, so they could verify what the institution was. So the same thing here. Every day, every week, you're making atachon and tanu. Why don't you just verify what was the original institution? What? How can you have a machlokas about this?
Why is it because that it's more frequent that you're able to verify that?
Because everyone knows. Everyone's doing it every week.
Everyone knows how to do it. Because they know how to do it.
Say there?
So why are they talking about the original institution? Why did they say, well, let's just see what people do now?
Let's hear the answer, and then you'll see if you still have a question. Amale, Sir Rav Yochanan said to him, Bitchila, Kavua Bitfila. Originally, Chachamim instituted saying Havdalah in Shmona Esrei. He'eshiru. Then, after the men of the Great Assembly, at some point, people were better off. During the beginning of the Second Temple, people were very poor. So when the men of the Great Assembly instituted Havdalah, they instituted it within Shmona Esrei, because no one could afford another cup of wine for Havdalah.
There was no Havdalah before then?
So that's a good question. That depends on the machlokas, whether Havdalah is biblical or not. So, does the words Tiknu Lehem Yisrael, does that mean that they codified it, or they invented the institution? So, obviously, each Rishon will learn it in accordance with their understanding. He'eshiru, then people became more wealthy. Kav'uha alakos. So then they set up the institution of Havdalah over a cup of wine, and then people forgot Ezra's original institution of saying it in Shmona Esrei. meaning originally Ezra had it within Shmona Esrei, either as its own blessing according to Rabbi Akiva, or as part of Atachonin Ladam Das according to Tanakama. But what happened was, the reason we cannot verify was because there was a period in Jewish history where people started neglecting making Havdalah within their Shmona Esrei because they knew they were making Havdalah over their cup of wine. But then Heinu, people again became poor, the destruction of the Second Temple, and the sages reinstituted making Havdalah over within Shmona Esrei. And then you have this Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, what was the original institution of Ezra? It was not verifiable because there wasn't a consistency from the time of Ezra through the period of Rabbi Akiva, because during the period when people had enough money to do it over wine, people stopped doing it in Shmona Esrei, so there wasn't a consistency from Ezra till now, and that's why we can't verify it.
After they the Kana, the cup of wine, was there still a Kana to do it during Tefillah, or that was just...
So he doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't say clearly here whether it was the rabbis that permitted it to shift from the tefillah to the wine, or the common folk who knew they were doing it over wine, so they stopped doing it in tefillah.
Because the Lashon here is v'chazu v'kavu b'tefillah, and it doesn't say that they were mevato the wine. It says that they went back to the takana on the tefillah. It sounds a little bit like it's saying that first it was on tefillah, then they moved it to the wine, and then they moved it back to the tefillah instead of just being to takana.
Did you see the Gemara till the end of the page?
Yes.
So you know the Gemara is going to address that. Okay, so let's, what? Okay, so your point is a good point. You'll notice that Rashi changes the wording of the Gemara. Instead of saying, he'enu chazru v'kav'uha, Rashi says, chazru v'he'enu kav'uha. Rashi flips the word chazru. From being on kav'uha, Rashi makes it chazru v'he'enu. You're right. It depends on where the word chazru is. Is kavuha its own institution, or is it chazru v'kavuha? And that too, we will understand better as we see the rest of the amud.